Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am greeting you this week because it is time again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Excited for tonight's show. But first, we better clear up that challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase shared spaces. Rearrange the letters to spell a seven-letter word for things that have marshals and a five-letter word for something that has kings. What are the words?
Well,
the things that have marshals are parades, and the something that has kings is chess.
Okay, Mike. This weekend is a holiday one for many listeners. Sunday is the 4th of July, marking Independence Day. Before you fire up the grill and light some sparklers, we'll do a quiz today inspired by the 4th, in which all the correct answers are ordinal numbers.
Okay.
Number one, sequels of what film franchise that dates to 1980 include the title character Living, Going to Hell, Taking Manhattan, and Facing Off Against Freddy, among many, many others?
So the movie franchise you are looking for is Friday the 13th?
That's correct. And which character am I talking about?
Jason Voorhees.
Well done. I learned this week, because I kind of lost track of this, that the latest installment was a 2009 reboot that shares the title of the original Friday the 13th. Under Robert's Rules of Order, what must be done to introduce a new piece of business or a decision, postpone a motion, amend a motion, commit a motion, table a motion, or adjourn the meeting?
To do all of those things, you must second it.
Yes, good job.
I'm the parliamentarian of the faculty council, so like you said Robert's Rules of Order, I'm like, I don't want to do this. This is my job.
Do you have a copy of that?
Yeah, it's on my desk.
So you already know that it dates back to a book by Henry Martin Robert, first published in 1876. What world leader who lived until 1715 was married to his double first cousin, Maria Theresa of Spain, and was nicknamed Le Roi Soleil, also now the name of a French musical?
Oh boy, which one of the Louis was the Sun King? Louis the 14th?
Yes, good job. Okay, number four. With the demilitarized zone running about 150 miles along it, what line of latitude has separated the Korean Peninsula since 1945?
Is that the 37th
parallel? You just want to go a little bit.
38th parallel.
Yeah, that's the 38th parallel. And finally, multiple winners of what annual NBA honor include Kevin McHale, who won the second and third iterations of the award, Detlef Schrempf, who won it in 1991 and 1992, Jamal Crawford, who won it for a third time in 2016, and Lou Williams, who matched him with a third honor in 2019.
That's called The Sixth Man?
That's it.
Okay. I didn't realize that was an award. I've just heard that used as a term for, you know, you tell me.
The Sixth Man of the Year award goes to the best bench player in the league, somebody who does not typically crack the starting lineup but makes a huge difference. Well, Mike Nothnagel was first in our hearts this week. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian asked us in any order you want. There's a couple of extra credit questions, and there's also a challenge. Ian.
Well, in honor of Independence Day, start with the phrase Bunker Hill. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a world capital and a comic book character. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, be safe this 4th of July weekend. Happy holiday to everybody, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.